listening to your body. This exercise will help you notice how you experience emotions within your body. Every thought we have affects the emotions, and this creates a change and a shift within energy that is flowing within the body and how that energy is presented externally to others that we relate to. This energy in turn also manifests itself within the physical body. And when we are fully connected to our emotions and are able to feel a physical sensation within the body, we can utilize this state to increase and express the energy that we wish to transmit. I am now going to read 7 statements in turn, and I invite you to notice the corresponding physical sensation that arises as you listen to each of the statements. I will repeat each statement a number of times and provide a pause for you to make a note if you so desire. Let's begin. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am scared. I am scared. I am scared. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I'm a failure. I'm a failure. I'm a failure. I am lovable. I am lovable. I am lovable. I am courageous. I am courageous. I am courageous. I am compassionate. I am compassionate. I am compassionate. This brings to end the 7 questions. If you wish to take a little bit more time to make further notes for each, please do so now by pausing this tape. If not, I'd like you to consider the power of noticing how your body reacts to different thoughts. And you can notice which thoughts empower and which thoughts disempower how you feel. When you feel calm, relaxed, and connected, this enables you to allow your inner charisma to flow outward. Your natural charisma arises. I'd like you to take a few moments now to just go back and have a look at the notes that you took in response to the statements. I'm going to read these statements again, one at a time, one after the other, so that you can make a note of them if you wish to. The statements you reflected on are: I am free. I am scared. I am good enough. I am a failure. I am lovable. I am courageous. I am compassionate. Make a note for yourselves which of these statements are empowering. And think about ways you might bring this inner narrative more into your inner conversation of a day, and how you might pause any of the statements that you find are disempowering, even replacing them with statements that are empowering. This brings to an end this exercise.